A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. Let's start this one off with some cricket action currently underway. The Hollybets Dolphins are currently chasing the Daffabet Warriors, who posted 264 runs in their first innings on day two of their CSA four-day domestic series. Now, the Durban Knights had lost three wickets by lunch, having posted just 60 runs. Warriors bowler CJ King bagged a hat-trick, dismissing Dolphins captain Saral Arvia for 11 of 15, trapping Tsepang Ditole by way of LBW in the seventh over before sending Jason Smith upstairs at St. George's Park for a duck. Kaya Zondo made the difference for the Dolphins, posting 46 of 55, while Ethan Bosch knocked at 20 of 19. The Dolphins score with Tristan Lewis and Pranilan Subrayan still at the crease, 160 with a loss of 8 wickets. And then over to some rugby, but doesn't get easier for the Blitzboks after they could only finish in 9th place in Hong Kong. Now, tomorrow morning, in the last tournament of the regular season, they face a tough Pool A. The green and gold side play Great Britain at 7:26 a.m. and then face top of the log Argentina, who won the Hong Kong tournament for the first time last week. Now, the SA and Argentina clash kick off at 10:45. Tomorrow morning. And then the Blitzboks, who are currently fourth on the log with top eight teams qualifying for the World Championships in Los Angeles next month. Over to some football. Mikhail Arteta has called Kevin De Bruyne one of the greatest players in the history of the Premier League. And the Belgian playmaker has confirmed he'll be leaving Manchester City at the end of the season after winning six top flight titles and a Champions League. Now, Arteta worked with him at City and has gone up against since becoming Arsenal manager.
I never play with a player that can execute that precisely at high speed. He can be running at 33, 34 kilometers an hour and play the ball 30 meters through two people to the perfect spot. I haven't seen anybody else do that.
Shifting to Formula One to close, McLaren have dominated the top of the leaderboard in first two practice sessions at F1's Japanese Grand Prix. Now, Britain's Lando Norris was fastest in the first session before Oscar Piastri clocked the quickest time in a heavily disrupted second practice. Two crashes and multiple grass fires resulted in four red flags at Suzuka. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.